Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yes, indeedy. 3 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scravey, Chris Ello, Idol. We got Daily Gambit. Oh, more importantly, NBA Cup action tonight. Yes.
Well,
little Prime Video special. You have the Heat and Magic, a little Florida fighting going on there.
Florida fighting. I've been watching. Oh, I watched the first episode of Pluribus on Prime.
Yes.
Because Apple, for some reason, makes the forget your password thing for Apple TV so difficult that you have to request a password, they'll send you a code in 24 hours, then you have to click a link in 24 hours to get your code in like 8 more days.
It takes 24 hours.
It does.
Doesn't.
It does.
I have forgotten my password, too, at one point.
I don't even want to go there.
Why are we whispering?
Because I'm trying to stay calm. Oh. I'm trying to stay calm. But anyway, been seeing a lot of the commercials for the NBA on Prime, and it's really funny how much they play up this cup thing. The NBA Cup is coming down to the end.
It's coming down to the nitty gritty, man. Know what you're doing? It's they're being serious. It is serious. NBA Cup at stake.
Don't even say that with a straight
possible
face.
Possible hanging of the banner.
Don't even say that like with a straight face.
Anyway, Heat Magic today, and Knicks Raptors falls 3 p.m. 5:30 p.m. Couple East Coast early starts. Oh, I guess not too early, right? I mean, 6 o'clock and 8:30.
Yeah, that's pretty late.
Kind of late. All right, Daily Gambit. We got some bets to get to. Some answers from yesterday's bets coming up now.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We will have the bets from yesterday, and it started with the Eagles and the Chargers. The Eagles were favored in this game by 2.5 points. We have not really talked about it, but Chris went Chargers. Tony and I went Eagles. Chargers won 22-19 in overtime. So they win the bet there.
Yeah, that was Eagles got some things to figure out. I guess A.J. Brown may have been on something the whole time.
And what's that? Throw him the ball?
No. He's been proven wrong on that already, because it seems like when he has good numbers, they lose.
They do.
What did he do last night?
He had a pretty big night, and they lost.
Another loss.
So does Saquon. They had a couple things working, although
four interceptions,
four picks.
Four interceptions is not going to get it done.
I think two of them at least were tips.
I know I saw AJ drop one in the end zone, like a perfect dime.
Yeah.
And he kind of It was good defense. He didn't really drop it. But, yeah, man, the Eagles, eight. They were,
eight
what,
and
eight? 8-1 at one point. They lost four in a row.
Yeah, and everybody is calling for the head of Nick Sirianni. I would like
again?
To
remind, are we doing this again?
I would like to remind Eagles fans, you won the Super Bowl last year.
I'll tell you.
People and you're still winning.
People are just getting more and more ridiculous.
That's why I will never believe that a championship here in San Diego would get the pressure off for a little
bit.
Shot. It would hit it right would, back it, with it, the next season.
It would be even. It'd be ramped up.
Game was over under 41.5 total points. All of us went over. Again, the odds makers just completely amazed me. 22-19 is 41, so it was just under by half of a point.
All of us went over?
Yeah, all of us went over. Passing plus rushing yards. We all said Jalen Hurts. Justin Herbert, he rushed for 66 yards last night.
Such
because
a tough
he
guy.
Had to.
He's such a tough guy.
He's the toughest of the tough.
I mean, that's what you know. Mr. Harbaugh said that he can. He is
now that Jim Harbaugh
almost had him in tears. He was so tough.
Now that Jim Harbaugh is not my team's coach, I cannot stand some of the things he says.
he's so over the top.
He really is.
It is just the extra sauce on everything.
Yeah, right. I almost had tears when I was watching that performance.
Like
out
if,
there.
If right, like if. If someone, you know, jumps over the fence, he's going to tell you that it was the most, like, miraculous thing he's ever seen in any lifespan he's ever been in. Like, even if he came back as another body beforehand, he would explain it that way.
I could draw parallels to, right. to someone. Justin Herbert, 139 yards passing, 66 yards rushing, 205 total yards. Jalen Hurts, 240 yards passing, 8 yards rushing. So he wins. We all win that one. Saquon Barkley, over under 70.5 rushing yards. Chris and Tony went over. I went under. He had one long, big run, but he had a pretty good night. 122 rushing yards.
That was his first good night in a little bit of time, too.
Because I hated having Saquon this year, I looked back. Last year, he had like 20-point game every week. That was his second 20-point fantasy game of the season.
You would
this
year. Be going back. How many times did he keep me from getting to 20?
You know what? When I clicked draft Saquon, I was like, hopefully this doesn't burn me. And it did. It burned me.
He wasn't the only one that burned you.
No. The rest
me
of my
and
team
Scraby
me.
Are both. Oh, no, excuse me. I don't want to exclude you on this. I am the only one of the trio.
Yes.
That didn't make the playoffs this year.
In our fantasy football league.
I got off to such a great start, and it just quickly changed as each player got hurt.
Yeah.
And more hurt, and another one got hurt. I had like two guys on the IR. Well, I can only keep one. And my stupid self just kept hanging on the hope that he was coming back.
Who?
I ended up releasing him at some point, but I hung on to him too long. I can't remember who it is.
You know, next year, I don't think I love Garrett Wilson, but I don't think I could draft
yep.
him.
I've drafted him. You know who he's going to be replaced with on my team, though?
Who?
Mr. Williams.
Mike Williams?
No. Caleb Williams.
Oh, I got Caleb Williams.
I got
oh,
my
keeper.
Yeah, my keeper. I got my quarterback for the next couple of years.
When did you get him?
It was like
late?
14.
I know. There was some haters in the fantasy draft.
Yes, there was.
Tony was the only one who went for it. But that's pretty good. Anyway, Zach LaVine, over under 20.5 points in last night's game. You guys said under. I said over. I was wrong. He had 16. Now, we haven't talked about this yet, but we will get into it at some point. But Philip Rivers, this is a show
this
on December 9th, 2025.
Crazy.
Philip Rivers has signed a practice squad contract to be with the Colts. So there's a possibility that Philip Rivers is going to play an NFL game.
I think they have every reason, but we have every reason to think that he's going to be playing at some point.
There's no reason he comes
there's
in
no
not to play.
There's no reason that he's coming to be on the practice squad
unless he goes
solely.
Unless he's on the practice squad, he just gets torch.
Yeah, unless he goes out there and realizes, oh man, this ain't what I thought it was. He's going to play.
It is, yes. I agree with you. There's a bet out there, though.
I can't wait to watch him slinging that
with his
dragging his arm through
the... Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Philip Rivers is now plus 1,200 to win Comeback Player of the Year.
Is there enough games?
There shouldn't be, but in this case, there
it probably is.
He
right?
hasn't
three
played since 2020.
Three left?
Four
left. Okay.
Yeah, he so Christian McCaffrey leads the way. Dak Prescott is second. But Rivers has better odds than Aiden Hutchinson, Trevor Lawrence, Christian Watson, and Stephon Diggs.
That's crazy.
That is. So we'll keep an eye on that. But bets for tonight, Michigan just blew out everyone in the Players Era Festival, is playing Villanova at home, Tony. Michigan's 17.5 point favorite.
Yeah, they'll cover. Michigan.
I'm going to go with Michigan, too, until they prove to me that they're not going to beat someone by 40. Good game. Florida at UConn, our favorite. Dan Hurley and Mr. Tall Guy on Florida's side, something LaRue. UConn, 3.5 point favorite. I will go with UConn, Tony.
I'm going Florida.
Florida, flaw.
Flaw.
Norman Powell of the NBA. He'll be playing in a cup game tonight between the Heat and the Magic. Over under 27.5 points plus rebounds plus assists, Tony.
Over.
Over. He scores a lot of points.
Shooting 50% from the field, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go over because, I'm going to go over. Heat Magic over under 234.5 total score. So this would be, man, you're asking me to do math now. 100 plus 100 is 120 to 110 would be 230.
That's still under 234.
I am going to go over.
Over.
Over. All right. Another cup game. Knicks are at the Raptors. And the Raptors, or Knicks, are 5.5 point favorites, Tony.
Give me the Raptors to cover.
To cover, okay. I'll go with the Knicks. I don't know why I keep picking the Knicks, but I do. So, all right, that's it for Daily Gambit.
All right, Daily Gambit in the can. Let's get to break.
Ooh, we have a fun segment next.
Do we?
Yeah.
Let me see what we got.
Yeah, scroll.
Oh, yes.
I knew you were going to love it.
Scotty B. Scott Boros, as Chris Ello likes to call him. once again, does his annual meeting with the folks down at the winter meetings. And I just have so many questions about this most recent quote. Because at least it's being portrayed that Scott wanted it said the way that it was written. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, you have to hold on to the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy, You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kicking off second segment in hour number two, 318, Tony Gwynn Jr., Crisello, Idol. Matt Scraby here, though, so it's just the two of us. Crisello actually says he's going to join us at the 5 o'clock hour.
But yeah, says.
We've been down this road, so we won't get our hopes up.
Can't wait for the, you'll never believe this. We just stopped at Chipotle.
Couple things. Do I need to read this?
I can read it if you like.
Yeah, go ahead. All right. It's a long one.
Join Tier 1 David J. from Hop Run Tours for an unforgettable trip to the Windy City next summer with Bennett Woods to watch San Diego take on Chicago at one of the most historic stadiums in all of baseball. This package from Hop Run Tours will include round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations for 3 nights at a 4-star hotel, a stadium tour, and tickets to 2 games, plus a group dinner with Bennett Woods. Visit 973thefansd.com/Chicago for all of the details. This special fan trip is brought to you by Hop Run Tours, who handles all the travel and event details. 97.3 The Fan is proud to promote this package.
A couple things. White Sox got the number one overall pick. Tampa got the number two pick. Second, what's the kid's name? Grissom. He was a big...
Oh, Vaughn Grissom.
Vaughn Grissom. Remember, he came on the scene a couple years ago. It was a big addition.
Yep.
He's been traded. They got rid of him. They sent him to... Where they send him to?
Angels, I
Angels,
believe.
Yes. That's right. So Angels making some move. Speaking of Angels.
Angels making some moves.
Yes, they are, man. Listen, Kurt Suzuki, new manager. We'll see how it goes.
Kurt Suzuki's first order of business, fix the air conditioning.
That might be a problem. Scott Boras, the best agent in all of baseball. Top tier agent in all of sports. Was at it again today. And, you know, initially we went to break. I was questioning, you know, were we making this a story or was Scott Boras making this a story? You may be asking Tony, what are you talking about? I don't know if you remember, what was it, a couple weeks ago, he kind of had like a riddle that he put together.
Lots of P's.
Lots of P's. Yep. He was popping his P's.
Puma and like all this other stuff.
Right. He's at it again. He was asked, what does, you know, a market like Cody Bellinger look like? Listen closely to what he said.
Belly is, you know, he's, I mean, it's not for me to judge, but, you know, great players see red if they lose a you know, that they have a big bat yanked out of their lineup. I haven't met a team that dodges a five-tool player to fill the center field need is a giant step towards the playoffs. North and South. Outfielders that fly with power, they're rare birds. In the off season, there's a lot of startup to organizations, and for that reason, there's a lot of angel investors that are looking for very versatile outfielders.
Other than that, Belly doesn't have much interest, he says. Now, I challenge you guys to give me those teams. Chat, do your thing. Tell me the teams that he hit and name me all of them. Scraby, I thought that was a let the chat do what it does.
Yes, they're already going.
I know they are. I'm pretty sure they're going to be pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I especially love this line right here. Outfielders that fly with power, they're rare birds.
Yeah, that's a good one.
that's a bar right there.
Now, since we found out about this, we've been trying to determine whether or not he came up with this beforehand or did this off the cuff.
Check for me how... No, that was a freestyle.
He was searching in his head for words.
Check the age on Scotty B.
Oh, Scott Boris? Let me see. Scott Boris age. 73.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
I mean, my man...
Is he getting bored? Is this what he does now?
He must be. He must be getting bored. Because there's no reason... I think you just start, when you've done it as long as him, you got to make a game out of it somehow.
I guess so.
He could just come out and be like, you know, do what every other agent does and kind of talk out of the side of his mouth or make it like a grandioso plan that they got. My man hit up, first he gave us the tea on Judge, right?
Yes,
he said, clearly Judge's not going to be happy if he sees this bad not in his lineup.
Uh-huh.
He gave us that tea. Then he proceeded to tell us what the market looked like. The Mets seemed to be in it. The Dodgers seemed to be in it because they like 5-2 players. So the Phils,
yes.
They also need to fill a center field need, he told us. The Giants step towards the playoff. The Giants can take that step with a guy like Cody Bellinger. And then North and South, you know.
Yeah.
He just left that as its own sentence, by the way. North and South.
Yeah, it just was there. I was like, is he just saying words at this point?
Cubs.
Yeah.
White Sox.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Outfielders that fly. And then
my favorite line, outfielders that fly with power, they're rare birds. You can go ahead and throw all of them, Cardinals, Orioles, Blue Jays.
Yep.
And that bad boy. There's a lot of angel
investors.
He had to kind of reach on that one. Angel investors.
Well, he was like, you know what? My whole thing about outfielders with wings or whatever it was.
That one was a bit of a stretch.
Now, someone on the chat is saying that it was hard to follow this, and I agree. It is hard to follow it.
Well, when you're 71 putting it together on the fly. 73 putting it together on the fly.
But when it's on paper and you read it makes sense. And honestly, I'm kind of just happy that someone's doing something fun for once.
Right?
Instead of being like, oh, we have no information.
Give us the standard answers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the market is robust
at
this time. And
robust.
And, you know, he's looking for the best deal. You know, he usually might get some years.
Yeah.
But Scotty B at it again, giving us so, I mean, it does sound like Bellinger's got a pretty big market. If we are to believe the riddle that he could technically deny it all. Like, I didn't say any of that. I didn't say anything about the Mets or the Dodgers.
He said also, I'm reading this new quote about the Dodgers and whether or not he expects the Dodgers to pursue Cody Bellinger. Quote, in today's world, everyone views the Dodgers as a Goliath. And when Goliath wants something, we'll see. He loved his time as a Dodger.
He
has a very open mind about free agency.
I don't think he wants to go back. Oh! Look at Preston Mattingly, former Padre, getting ready to come on the former Padre front office. That was like AJ's right hand there for a while.
And now he's with the
Phillies.
Phillies.
Yeah, he's under Mr. Dombrowski. Yeah.
That's a good job right there.
Yeah, it is.
What is it? He's a scout?
No, he's like runs the whole minor league system there.
Oh, any relation to Don?
Son.
Okay, I didn't know. I was just asking. At least you're not like Chris last week. He goes, stop asking stupid questions. After I was like, I don't know the answer to this. I'm literally asking.
I can see him saying that. Preston actually was the original ringer for AJ when you go play hoop. Like, he also played at, ironically, Lamar.
Really?
He played hoop for them.
I did not realize that there's so many coinciding storylines today.
Yeah, no doubt. But I had to share that Boris one with you because I was quite tickled. At first, I was irritated because I thought we were just making up a story.
Yeah.
And then I actually heard the soundbite and I was like, oh, yeah, he definitely did that on purpose.
Because at first, when we saw the text only. It seemed like the writer took liberty and connected those dots, but it wasn't that way.
No.
He definitely connected his own dots. Chris Kirshner.
He was the one who originally tweeted it, and that's to where I saw it. And he's got a lot of big time free agents. I'm pretty sure Bellinger's not the only one that he has to try to get a deal with. I know Skubal, who the Detroit president said is not off limits.
He kind of has to say that, though.
Why?
Because they're not going to extend him. He's in his last year of arbitration.
He could lie and say we're going to try to. You say what they always say. We're going to try to extend him for sure. We want Tariq Skubal in a Tiger uniform.
He doesn't want it. A Tiger uniform. He might want it right now.
When that money starts to talk, he won't want it any longer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to break. On the other side, the great Sam Levitt. We're going to try to keep him from telling us what AJ told us, because we're going to play that for you a little bit later. But either way, we'll get to hear from Sam Levitt coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Next.
That's Gravy, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris. Tony sitting outside. Eventually he's going to see the light that's on in the studio. But we're about to talk to Sam Levitt. He's in Orlando, set up in the lobby right now of the hotel. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Also, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit SpirosCuisine.com. You know who's probably pretty hungry, Tony?
Who's that, Sam?
Yeah, he was just telling me before we got here. He was like, I am so hungry right now. So should get him right on.
Let me apologize for getting in here late. I got caught up in a Instagram reel. Lou Williams was defending Kobe Bryant, and I got lost. Sorry, okay. Go ahead.
No, it's all good. Maybe we should get to Sam so that we can let him go a little bit earlier. We'll do traffic in the middle. It's not ready yet anyway. But here is our guy, Sammy Lev, with a bar right down his face on YouTube. And
what's
hello, Sam. How are you?
Hello, Sam. about?
I'm good. Everything's good. Live from the hotel here in Orlando, day two of the MLB winter meetings. I wouldn't classify it as a super newsy day from a Padres standpoint, from a Major League Baseball standpoint. Certainly there's been quite a bit of action with Schwarber going back to the Phils and Edwin Diaz, the stunner, if you will. Not really that stunning considering what they continue to do free agent-wise, going to the Dodgers. But otherwise, a pretty good day too here in Orlando. And yes, my dinner awaits from some restaurant around here. Yesterday I actually had it delivered to the hotel, so do that once again.
What are you thinking about eating here today? What did you have yesterday? What do you think about eating today?
Yesterday I had, you ever heard of a Peiwei?
Yeah, of course.
P-E-I-W-E-I. Yeah, but they don't really have those in San Diego. Do they have one in San Diego?
Yes, they got one right down the street.
Have you ever heard of Panda Express?
Hey, no, for real, there's a Peiwei right down the street from here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's great. The cream cheese wontons are to die for.
Yeah, I had that delivered. Yeah, just to be honest, the options here, number one, there's nowhere to walk, which is not uncommon for these winter meetings hotels. It's, you know what, when they have it in San Diego at, you know, one of the hotels, you know, by the water there, it's actually great because you just walk right across and you're in Gaslamp and you've got plenty of options. You know, in Nashville, in Dallas, in here, there's just nowhere to walk. And it's either here in the hotel, it's either super high end. Like, I'm not, and especially here at the winter meetings when all these people are having, like, their own dinners and meetings, what, am I going to go in alone and sit at the bar?
Which I would do. That might be how you get some information.
Yeah, okay. That's not a bad point,
Tony. I'm just saying, you get a couple drinks in one of these GMs, dog, and get you some.
What I mean is specifically eating, because the being by the bar later on, yes, totally very, very common, good information spot. It's the going into one of these, like, restaurants at the hotel and sitting, I don't know, it seems kind of
I know what he's talking about. But you're also in a hotel. When I was a traveler, I had to get over the fact that I would have to eat by myself.
Yeah. No, I eat by myself, but nowhere to walk.
Listen, when you do the job that...
And then they have, like these little cafes with the pre-made sandwiches and stuff, which, you know,
You do the job like Sam does, or you spend as much time on the road, you learn to enjoy the eating by yourself deal. It's kind of part of the...
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Kind of part of the gig. So. All right, Sam, let's get into some baseball, man. I know you said it's not much of a newsy day for the Padres. We know you were able to corner AJ. I don't want you to tell us anything you learned on that because we're going to play that for our listeners here in a bit. However, what about day two made it somewhat newsy outside? Was it the Diaz and Schwarber news?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think those are the two keys. You know, I don't know that any of us are super surprised that Schwarber's going back to the Phillies. I mean, it kind of seemed based on what people here have said that, yeah, there was interest from other teams and they were fielding offers from other teams, but that the Phillies were always going to have sort of the final say. And, you know, from their perspective, how do you let Kyle Schwarber go? I mean, what he means to that lineup, to that team, the way he fits, just the personality of the team, I think the city, the way they feel about him, and coming off that season, I mean, is $150 million over 5 years that much for a guy that can put up, it 45, 50 home runs a year?
It does feel a little short, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like an overpay, certainly. So, if I'm the Phillies, if he would have went on that deal to somebody else, if I'm a Phillies fan, I'm losing my mind. So, I'm not surprised at all that a team that, you know, has spent for free agents ponied up to go get Schwarber. And again, I didn't feel like the contract was outlandish at all. On the flip side of that, and this does have Padres tentacles to it, the Diaz signing by the Dodgers, I thought was kind of a stunner. I mean, look, the Mets love this guy. He's been a huge, huge part of their team the last handful of years. He's also been terrific. And you think about the Mets and Steve Cohen, for them to lose out on Diaz, you have to wonder kind of what happened there. You know, they signed Devin Williams for not that much less. It was 3 years, I think $53 million, and he goes to the Dodgers. Diaz does for 3 years, whatever it was, $67-69 million. I mean, just to lose Diaz over that seems kind of unbelievable. And look, the Dodgers are so unique, and this is where it has the Padres tentacles to it. They're so unique because they can go out and spend the kind of money they did on somebody like a Tanner Scott last year, have them not pitch well, and then basically just go out the next year and go get a guy in Edwin Diaz who has been really good for a long time. So they can cover up those blemishes, and we'll see. But obviously that does affect the NL West in some capacity.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I think what the Dodgers are able to do is they can afford to miss, right? As you just basically said, Tanner Scott, yep, you sign him for totally all that money. If that is any other team, really, outside of maybe the Yankees, having a closer disappoint in the way Tanner did would be devastating. But they also are smart enough to know that relievers are fickle. And no matter how bad last year looked, he can turn right around and return to form. And now all of a sudden you got two guys that can throw the ball at the back end of the bullpen. So we'll see how that one goes.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, the Padres obviously deal with it in a unique way because they are so close to it, both divisionally, but also this is a team that's come very, very close the last couple of years to knocking this team off, whether it was in the postseason in 24 or winning the division in 25. And I will continue to say, and I had this conversation with somebody today just randomly, I'll continue to say, like, not winning the division was such a big deal for the Padres last year. That would have changed so much. How different would it have been to be playing the Reds at home rather than having to go on the road to Wrigley?
Not only that, I think a psychological we would be looking at the Edwin Diaz signing a lot differently had the Padres
for sure
won
like
that
they
division.
Beef up. Yeah,
right. 100%.
They got to beef up. So.
But because the Padres didn't take advantage of that, you know, kind of lull the Dodgers had, now we're here talking about it the way we are.
It is what it is. The Dodgers are going to do what they do right now. All 29 other teams have to deal with it right now. But obviously it hits the Padres, I think, a little bit harder than other teams.
Talking to Sammy Lev, he's out in Orlando at the winter meetings and doing a great job covering it for us. Now, I want to ask you about the rumor of the entire winter meetings, which is basically, A.J. Preller is going to pull off a bigger trade or a bigger acquisition than Juan Soto trade a couple years ago. What are you hearing about that, Sam?
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation today.
You know when Sam gives that kind of laughter.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing I'll say about it, and look, I love Kevin Acey. I'm not, you know, let me start over. I love Kevin. My point is, with AJ, it always feels like there's a possibility that he's going to do something really, really big. So I'm not necessarily surprised that there's rumblings of that. And I'm sure, you know, there are. I'm sure that's, you know, based on Kevin's reporting, that's credible. I'm just not surprised. Like, it's not some shock.
Right.
Or I think all of a sudden you're looking at it last night and you're going like, huh. Whoa, something big. So what's that going to be? Because it kind of seems like, well, it's probably less likely that it's you trading a big-time package prospect for a Tarek Skubal. I'm just throwing out names, okay? A Tarek Skubal, because I don't know that they have the prospects right now to do something like that. Is it something where it's a need for a need involving a significant major league player? Is it something where it is trading a big part of this franchise, a franchise-altering type of move? Those are the kind of things that I think you start wondering about when you see something like that. And then, you know, I did see AJ was asked about it. He was asked if, I don't know if you played this or saw it, but he was asked on MLB Network today. AJ did his rounds. He did it TV, MLB Network Radio.
We have not been able to get to that yet, but we will.
So he was, I did watch it. He essentially was asked, is anybody untouchable? And look, but one thing AJ could do is say, yeah, so-and-so are untouchable. He did not do that.
He would never do that.
He never would do that, which Tony is kind of my point overall.
Yes, right,
like,
right.
You can try to like get him and try to like read into, you know, possibility this, oh, he's not, oh, could they trade it to Tatis? Oh my God. Are they going to, you know, are they, I saw something today about, You know, could they pair Mason Miller with the Manny Machado contract and get the haul of all hauls? I'm sitting here thinking, I get it. They're in a tight financial spot with the payroll. They have needs. I get it that this would be a time where if AJ is going to have the most creative blockbuster trade you've ever seen, it would make a lot of sense. I just sit here and I think about, like, that's kind of always the deal with AJ. Right. Like, it always could be a possibility, and he's never going to tell you what's going on, okay?
Sam, yeah. you look at it the same way I do. It's not so much a surprise. It's just kind of, well, let's just see how crazy it can get. Because at the end of the day, what I've learned about AJ is that he's very creative. And on top of that, if there has been a rumor of a wild deal out there, there's a chance that he's the one that kind of started it. It didn't mean that he explored it. It just means that he is open to any and everything. And to your point, he's never going to let you know or let you have any read on the cards he's holding in his hand.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he ends up successful in a lot of these deals he makes, because he's not showing his hand anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, it really is like, you read the things from around the meetings here, you watch different things from other general managers, and it just is sometimes kind of remarkable how different it is just looking at other teams. Like, there are a lot of GMs, and again, this is not be clear, this is not a knock on AJ. He's pulled off a lot of big time moves to get a lot of big time players. So from that perspective, what he does works, and it gets it done, and it finds a way to get deals done. But man, there are GMs that they'll tell you, like, you know, you've got, you know, a GM saying, yeah, you know, we're taking calls in this, or, you know, if there's the right fit, we're going to try to move a guy. Like you will never get anything close to that from AJ. So you got to roll with it. And, I'm not surprised that there are things being tossed around and he's listening on certain guys, but I think that's genuinely what AJ is pretty much doing all the time.
Yeah, he's predisposed to listening
and
hearing what you had to say. Sam Levitt, the great, joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Sam, are you surprised at how quiet it's been on Robert Suarez? I get the sense that too many teams are undervaluing how good he actually is.
Yeah. I'm wondering now, with Diaz signing and Williams is already signed, if the market for Robert starts to percolate a little bit more, I think he makes a ton of sense for a lot of teams. And I'm with you, Tony. Look, I felt at times in San Diego from the fan base standpoint that we kind of undervalued him. I mean, yeah, did he have some rough outings, and were there some kind of rocky stretches in the second half of both of the last couple of seasons? There were. But the bottom line is, when you put just closers up on a board and see how consistent this guy was for the most part, day in, day out, getting it done, I mean, he really, really did a great job. And I think he's going to get significant money. I don't know how you look at his performance and you look at what Williams got and you look at what Edwin Diaz got today. Even if you would put, like, again, Diaz has had his ups and downs as well, maybe you'd put Robert in a slightly lower tier than like an Edwin Diaz. And Devin Williams, you know, had his struggles with the Yankees last season. You know, however you want to rank these guys, I would think Robert's going to get significant money. You know, could Robert get the kind of deal that, or somewhere close, that Devin Williams got? You know, 3 years, 40-something million, 50 million? I totally could see that. He's been very, very good. And look, the Padres are in a position where, you know, they've got a strong bullpen. Look, I think they probably even wish that they were in a position where they could re-sign him and continue to have that mix of Suarez and Miller and Morejon in the back end. But look, Robert's going to get, I think, a pretty big deal, and I think it's going to be a very nice ad for a team, because he's really, really good, and he's been really good for a while, and certainly we saw that in San Diego.
Talking to Sam Levitt out there at the winter meetings in Orlando, Florida right now, and Nick Pivetta, you asked Dennis Lynn about him a little bit earlier. This is another name that kind of came out of nowhere as a name that we're talking a lot about in a trade in the winter meetings. I mean, what's the likelihood something like that happens? I know we talked yesterday, and it was like, you don't trade from a position of strength which they have, or from a, you know what I'm saying, Sam? I got confused in my own head. Well, you don't trade from a position that you need, and you already have a good player there.
There you go.
Yeah, let me take that in a few different directions. Number one, you know, talking to Dennis a little bit further today, you know, he was very clear. It's not likely that they're going to deal Pivetta. In fact, when I said the word shopping to him, I phrased it as, they're, you know, you said they're shopping Nick Pivetta. He was actually very quick to correct me in saying, well, they're not shopping per se, but they're listening, right? They are open to taking calls. And what that may mean is, yeah, they're getting calls on a guy like Nick Pivetta, and AJ's answering and saying, what do you got? It's not, you know, a shutdown conversation. So, look, I still put that as very unlikely, but who knows? As far as the dealing from a position of strength, I do think that is an interesting part of this in conversation, and it goes back to some of what's been discussed the last couple of days and some of what I've talked with AJ about. And that is, look, the Padres have spots on this roster where they can deal from. You could argue their lineup is one of them. Not that trading a Jake Cronenworth is some little deal. It's not, but could you make the argument that you could subtract from there and figure it out in order to get pieces back to complete your roster? You can. The bullpen. AJ today was asked specifically about Jeremiah Estrada by one of our local beat reporters. In typical AJ fashion, he didn't give, you know, anything, a whole lot, and he's not going to talk about the individual player. However, I'll just say this. It's probably a reason one of those guys asked him about it, okay? Yeah. When you get into a player like that, and the bottom line is, that's a position of strength. The bullpen, okay? It's a place where you could take a really valuable arm in an Estrada, and if you had the right offer, and that could be part of a package to help you in other areas, would make a little sense because you've got a really good bullpen. So, look, I do think there's a chance when all is said and done this offseason, they will, quote-unquote, deal from a position of strength in order to add. And I think when you say add right now, we are, like, just zeroing in on the starting pitching right now. You're just zeroing in on how are you going to assemble as quality a rotation as you can. And I don't know that any of that's going to come into focus over the course of the next 24 hours here, but I think that should be the focus heading into the holidays and into 2026 as this offseason unravels.
Sam, you've...
I like how you said unravels.
You've given up enough of your time, man. It's time to go eat.
Yeah.
Find yourself some something good to eat.
Pay-way?
I know.
He had Payway yesterday. He doesn't need Payway.
It was good. You know what? But I like that it traveled well. It showed up hot.
Oh,
like,
okay. All right.
I like that. So right. We'll enough. See. I'm probably going to do that again because, yeah, it worked out yesterday. And I think I actually kept it under $20 with the delivery, so
listen,
it was Klug friendly.
All right.
That's the Klug stamp of approval. So.
By the way, last time we talked to you, Sam, and I was like, Sam is the favorite for Adam when it comes to, like,
I know, he told me expenses. You asked him.
Yes, and I said, Sam really your favorite? And he did the whole I don't have favorites thing, but he is really good at expenses.
I'm really good. Always. Time and under budget. Right. On time and under budget.
Thank you for your time, Sam. Brother.
All right.
Have
See
fun
you guys.
Tonight.
Talk to you
See
tomorrow.
Ya.
See
ya.
Sam Levitt, the great.
The great one.
About to have some payway. All right, let's get
I like how he acted like we've
Payway?
Never heard of Payway. Have you guys ever heard of this place called Payway?
Yes, we have. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Let's get to break. Gwen versus the fans on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.